Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Ball and Dr. Jay Park. Here is your host live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. It's lunchtime, but I'm sorry, guys, no lunch for you here at Sharp Facets. We're going to sit here and talk about the recent addition of a brand new program over there at Lander University. And today to talk to us is Dr. Dan Ball, who, of course, is the president of Lander University, and a new person that he has recruited, Dr. Jay Park, for an international studies program. Welcome to both of you here today. And, Dan, what have you been doing?
Well, I'm just recuperating right now from a trip to Asia, where Dr. Park and I spent a week in China and a week in Korea, being ambassadors for Lander and for South Carolina, and setting up some partnerships with seven or eight different universities there who will be our partners in exchanging of students, faculty, ideas, and programs.
Wow. Now, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. What we haven't had that type of relationship, have we?
We have not. I will say that we do have a study abroad program that has been doing very well in Europe and South America and in Africa, occasionally in Africa, but primarily Europe. But Lander has not reached out to the Asian Pacific Rim for students or for any sort of partnerships until just now. And that as a result of my friendship, longtime friendship with Dr. Jay Park, who is a close personal friend and colleague that really convinced me that we need to do this.
He did. Well, now he retired. He's retired. You're retired, Dr. Jay Park. So you were retired. Retired back in what, 2002?
Yes. I was retired, and I was trying to convince Dr. Ball to hire somebody to do this program. So I came down to the Lander, and I made a presentation, and then I went home. And then a couple of days later, he calls me up, says, you have to come down here to do this program. So I told him I'd be here 6 months, and then I realized 6 months, we could not do much, so I'm here.
You get 6 months. Well, you have just been here since, what, the end of January, right?
Yes, I was here.
And already, Dan, you have been to China, you've been to Korea. What do you mean, 6 months? I figure you'll have this whole show wrapped up here. What do you think, Dr. Park?
You know, it's funny. It took me about 15 years to do what I have done at Lander, 2 months and 2 weeks time.
You were just getting experience in the previous time of your life, right?
I attribute to this one to, I think, dynamic leadership of Dan Ball. He did not ask trivia questions. I presented, okay, this is what I have to do, and he said, okay, let's do it. So that is how we started the whole program.
You know, Dan,
in a positive way.
Since you've been here in Greenwood, which has been, what, since
2000,
you have done a lot of things that way, haven't you?
Well, I'll let other people decide how I've done it. We have done some wonderful things at Lander, thanks to the good people that I have to work with here. So Dr. Park and I have a mutual trust in each other. I think that has done a lot to push this initiative forward. You know, sometimes you have good ideas that'll die by the wayside because of lack of trust and lack of initiative and energy.
Energy,
so,
yes, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, Dr. Park has a lot more energy than I do. He's an 8th degree black belt judo champion, and I don't mess with him.
I also understand he's pretty darn good at racquetball.
Well, I'm gonna say that he has given some undefeated people some competition at Lander and has beaten them. That's all I'm going to say about his racquetball skills, because I don't want to get in trouble.
I enjoyed playing racquetball.
Well, how do you like it here in Greenwood? Now, where were you living before you came here?
I'm from Indiana, and I wasn't sure what South Carolina looked like and feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And the history of South Carolina gave me some idea of some of the prejudice toward some races. So that's what I was worried about. But I came here, I just don't find any of those.
Don't find any of the prejudices you thought you would find?
Right. I've been so overwhelmingly welcomed by the people in the university, and it really made me feel home.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is also loves here,
mm-hmm.
and that is why we decided to stay to make this program go.
Well, this is terrific. Now, of course, one of the things that we keep hearing about is how China is getting ready to literally take over with their education and their ability to learn from the very best, which has been America.
Right.
So is part of the reason that we're going to China is to figure out how they're doing this, Dan?
Well, I guess the answer, short answer is yes. We're always interested in improving what we do here at Lander. The Chinese work ethic certainly has been unchallenged. They know how to work.
Mm-hmm.
They spend long hours, and they're devoted people to their beliefs and to their work. And when students in China start school at 8 in the morning, and they quit at 5 in the afternoon, they take a couple hours off, and they come back at 7 at night, the commitment... This is at the elementary school and at a high school. You can understand why they are rapidly gaining on the world when it comes to education. They spend a lot of time and effort at it. We go to school 8 or 9 months out of the year. They go school year-round. They go 10, 12 hours a day. We go 5 or 6. So it doesn't take a real lot of intelligence to see where we probably need to reassess what we do and how we do it.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things, you know, you're talking about this, and of course we have so many people involved in sports. Do they spend much time on sports, as much time as we do with football and baseball and all the different sports, Dan?
They do not. They are passionate people about sports,
mm-hmm.
but they are not the intercollegiate or scholastic sports as we know it really doesn't exist there, where you're competing at all levels, at all grade levels, all over the place like we do. And the fervor that we have for...
Football.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah, yes, football.
Basketball.
Football. And I'm guilty too. They do have very good athletes in China and in Korea.
Sure.
If I add to that, sports in those countries are utilized as a instrument of nation building. So their top motivation is creating more Olympians.
Right. Well, so, we've heard the stories of
right.
the gymnastics. You know, we've heard those where
In China, they have a national 16, I think, national physical education universities
mm-hmm.
in which they have elementary school, secondary, and high school, and college.
And are those difficult to get into?
Yes.
Yes.
They've been very selective. They only select the best promising youngsters from 1 billion people.
Now, what about the schools over there, Dr. Park? Dan was just telling us that they start at 8 and they go to 5 and then they go back at 7. Does everybody get the same education?
They go there because the college is very selective. Also, they only accept a very limited number of the students. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
the competition starts from the even they're born, they start. They try to parents try to teach 2-3 years old to the math and that. You know the tiger mother?
Right, yeah, tiger mother.
Syndrome over here?
Right.
And many
is
of
that real?
Have, that is real.
It's real,
not
okay.
In, not only in China, but also in Korea and as well.
You know, one of the things I was surprised is I can understand China because we hear so much about China, But and of course, you are a Korean. But why was Korea on your on one of the on your trip?
You know, we look at the international students, the population in this country. Number one is China.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is India, and number three is Korea.
Wow.
And we have a large number of the Korean students here. Also, the national policy in Korea is now teaching English starting from elementary school.
Hmm.
So
wow.
The relationship is getting stronger with the USA and Korea.
Wow. Hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking to Dr. Dan Ball and Dr. Jay Park. We're talking about the international program that they are very proud that's been set up very quickly here. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Aunt Ella. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Ball and Dr. Jay Park. Here is your host, Aunt Ella.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have the great pleasure of having Dr. Dan Ball and Dr. Jay Park here with us. We're talking about what's going on at Lander. And, you know, sometimes you do great things, but it's in your own backyard, you don't always notice them. Have we all ever noticed that? You know, when something's going on up the street, we go, wow, that's really big. But we have great things right here in Greenwood. Last week, Dan, I was down at the Cancer Center, and we did a walkthrough tour live on the radio. And just looking at what a beautiful facility that is, and like I said, sometimes we don't realize what great things. We have so many great things here at Lander. But one of the biggest things it takes is the ability to have a vision. And I think, Dan, that's one of the good things that you have. You are able to have a vision, and you reach out to make things happen. And that's, I think, probably been the biggest thing that has made a change in Lander.
Well, thank you for that compliment, Ann. I guess when you have a passion about teaching and learning and young people, that vision becomes natural. It's nothing that – it's not necessarily a gift. It's just a desire that to make things better for our people, for our students, and for our community and our state. So if that takes vision and we're making progress, then I'll take the compliment.
Absolutely. I think it does. I also think it takes the ability to take a risk and shake things up. You know, it's a risk sometimes to get out there and do some of these things.
Well, it is. But, you know, you try to minimize your risk, and the way you do that, you get other good people to help you. And I've been very fortunate to have that happen, particularly with this initiative.
Yeah, absolutely. This is great. Now, we were just talking, Dr. Park, you, of course, are originally from Korea. You are a U.S. citizen, and you have been here in our country since, what, 1963? Was that right?
Yes.
And what made you come here to the United States?
Well, you know, all the young people in the 1960s, they dreaming to come to the United States for the further their education.
Mm-hmm.
So I came here to study political science in 2 years and get the master's and back to Korea to do the politics.
To do politics in Korea?
Uh-huh.
That could be kind of scary.
In 2 years time, the Korea happened so many things, and I was unable to go back. So I just keep studying, and so decided to stay to help things that other people cannot.
Now, let me ask you something. Do students like from Korea, that you said it was number three in our nation for people coming here, is it still the land where people want to go? And China also?
I believe, yes. Before 9/11, mm-hmm. every young people wants to come to USA mm-hmm. because they're easy to come here and get a good education and return home. And after 9/11, and then becoming more difficult to get a visa to come to study. But still, you know, they want to come. And then we are competing with Canada, Australia, England. They are now recruiting international students. So we're losing some of those ads.
The other thing I think that I've heard is that we have had people from China, from Korea, from India that have made careers and stayed here in the United States, and now they're going back to their home countries to help their home countries.
That's true. And I think China, they said the one time brain drain. Everybody who came here in the 1980s, they don't go back home.
Mm-hmm.
I know the fact because I brought a lot of students here, never want to go back home. But now, everybody wants to go back home. So their investment has been really paying off. That is why China is doing much better than many other countries.
You know? Pulling them back home. Now, Dan, when you were over there in China, had you ever been to China before?
No, my first trip.
Your first trip.
Yes.
What was your overall impression, shall we say? You know, we've seen the pictures of China. We know that it's becoming very industrialized. What did you see while you were there?
I saw a lot of activity, particularly in young people. The streets were populated with young people, restaurants, shops, young people. And I'm talking, when I say young, less than 30, from 20 to 30, a lot of young people. There was a lot of construction going on. We visited three cities. They were all very crowded. Traffic was a nightmare oftentimes. They had a little different driving habits than we do here.
New York City on steroids.
I had the fortune to have visited Dubai in the Middle East about five or six years ago. And in many ways, China reminds me of Dubai in that both countries had dozens and dozens and dozens of construction cranes working, building things. And I saw many, many high-rises being constructed, many already constructed. The population of China, for the most part, is in the city. And this reflected in the density of the people there. It's just very crowded in the cities. That's some of my first impressions.
But that development was started since the 1990s and then never stopped.
Did that have a big effect on it, didn't it?
Right. The Olympic is also enhanced the upward movement of China economy as well.
And let me add one other thing, a very important thing that you said, what did you see over there?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a kindness and a gentleness in the people of both countries. Very considerate, very heartwarming, very outgoing to us, very polite, and very happy we were there.
Well, probably it's because you agreed to eat their food. I understand you and Marge didn't question much about the food over there. You just said, good.
I was given strict orders by Dr. Park, eat what's put in front of you, and we did.
How was the food?
Actually, the food was very good, both countries.
Yeah.
We gained weight. And we are working out extra hard now to take off some of this weight that we gained in China and Korea.
Wow.
But they did, I will have to admit, they fed us better than we deserved.
Better than you deserved.
Yes.
Now, what schools have you actually established relationships with in China first, I guess?
Well, we have a Shanghai. We have a Shanghai University.
Mm-hmm.
Like then Dr. Ball signed a Memorandum of Understanding. And then we have a University of International Business and Economy in Beijing, and we signed an agreement with them. And then we came to Korea. We signed with the University of Incheon. They have a brand new campus on the Incheon, nearby the international airport. And then we have a Busan, the second largest city in Korea. Dong-A University, they have about 30,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
And then we signed the Memorandum of Understanding with Busan University of Foreign Studies. And then in Daegu, we signed with Yeongnam University, which has about 35,000 students. It's pretty large and outstanding.
And then we have Little Lander over here in South Carolina.
And then we just signed another one with Gangwon University in Seoul. So we have a more than enough universities where to send the students. But this summer, we will send the students to China and Korea.
Wow, that's great. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. We're having a great time talking about Dr. Ball and Dr. Park's trip to China, what the outcome is. They've got courses. They've got things going on. You're going to want to hear all about it. So stay right with us on WLMA. News is in progress. We'll be back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Ella. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Ball and Dr. Jay Parks. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We've been having a fast and furious conversation here about all the different points here. One of the things, you know, we've talked about, we have this relationship established between Korea and China for schools, and we're going to be bringing students from China and Korea here to Lander. We're also going to be sending our students over there. Now, Dan, when will the first exchange start happening?
Well, that's a good question. We will have Lander students in China and Korea in June and July this summer.
Wow. Now, you talk about fast. That's fast, isn't
it,
Dr. Park?
Yes. Yes.
And we have commitments to have 8 to 10 Korean students and perhaps 2 to 4 Chinese students here in September.
Wow. Now, Dr. Park, what would be the reason that students from China and Korea come to Lander? I mean, we're a small school here. What would be the reason?
Well, that's good questions. And sometimes you say small is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And since I came to Lander, I find out the university is small, but it's really a place where they can provide not only education, but also American life. So when I went back to China and Korea, I told them that my selling point is Lander is small, but it's good quality university, but you will learn not only education, but also American culture. So everybody cares for the people who are coming from other land.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good place you can send your sons and daughters. So I think many people bought that.
So the safety, the smallness, the whole aspect.
And also the president has told them he will personally take interest to provide the needs of international students at the university.
Now I have just one question to ask you. We, of course, have dealt with a lot of international people here at Sharp Facets. And one of the things, though, that I have heard many times from many people, where are the tall buildings? It seems to me that Orientals love tall buildings.
I think they...
this is in tongue-in-cheek here, but
true.
I have heard this.
Many of those people who come to visit USA,
right,
they want to go to big cities.
Right.
And they want to go to big schools. And many people also failed.
Right.
So the parents now are looking for where they can have a real good education. Big buildings, they can see over the break.
Yeah, okay. I've had people that have lived here, and they've said, where's the tall buildings, Ann? I was like, we don't need tall buildings.
And let me add a little something here. This fast track that we're on would not have been possible had it not been for 20 or 30 years of experience that Dr. Park has had in these countries recruiting hundreds of students to the United States for another institution. He is revered in Korea. Everybody in the country knows this man. Many people in China know him, many influential people. So he has opened some doors that could not
would
have been
open. Would have taken you years.
Would have taken us years, if ever, to get open. And for that, I'm grateful.
Well, you know, I think it's great that you all had a relationship. You actually were both professors at Ball University. Is that right?
Ball State University, yes. And I did not. I'm not a member of that Ball family that founded that place.
He was coaching.
He was what?
He was a coach for Little League baseball and basketball.
Yes.
Our kids played together. He coached our kids.
Unbelievable.
So we knew each other very well, you know, the person-to-person basis.
That's right. Well, that's amazing, and Ball University, you know, that just shows you the interconnection and the networking that we can do in this world. And how important our relationships are, particularly, college. You know, you just make those lifetime relationships, don't you think?
Everybody has those. Fortunately, I've been blessed with having lots of them around the world, around the country, but none better than Jay Park and his lovely wife, Gemma. They've taught us a lot, and I hope they've learned some from us, too. Our children are still... they occasionally talk to one another and exchange Christmas cards, and maybe we're going to get some of Jay's children here this summer and fall to visit Greenwood.
Well, that's terrific. So,
by the way, he has a son who's in Australia.
Okay.
Can I tell this, Jay?
No.
He is the CEO for John Deere Tractor in Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
John Deere Tractor.
Yeah, so we have a Korean that's an American citizen running a program in Australia and New Zealand. How about that for globalization?
That is globalization. You know, though, one of the things that I've always noticed about, particularly in our area in the South, is we don't seem to like to travel outside our comfort zone. You know, and we see so many students today that don't take off for other parts of the world. How has been the reaction to this?
Well, believe it or not, we've had a lot of enthusiastic students coming voluntarily to talk with Dr. Park and with me to say, when can I go? I want to go to Korea. I want to go to China. When can I go? And then we say, well, now, wait just a minute. You know, there's a little process you got to go through. Well, give me the paperwork. I'm ready to go. So we have some interest already, and it'll grow as our students go there and come back and be ambassadors for the experience.
Oh, we also doing a lot of interviews to try to see whether individual is fit to go, you know, who can represent.
So you just can't go if you can write the check?
No. Oh, no.
Okay. That's a question, right?
We like to select good students who can represent the university and the country, because they will see you as an American, not as an individual first.
Sure.
Therefore, I think we like to select a good person. So, we have very good person now. Yeah, several people.
So several people will be going this summer.
Yes.
Yes. And then maybe in the fall, do you think you'll have some coming here?
We will.
From Korea and China, maybe?
Yes, both countries. Korea for sure, and we're pretty sure about China. Korea.
It takes a community to really give a good education. So I like to ask all the Greenwood people to welcome the foreigners. Their first impression will be very important. If they have a very positive experience in Atlanta and Greenwood, I think more people will come. And, you know, you look at the statistics, we have about more than 600,000 international students, and South Carolina is ranked 34th, only have about little more than 4,000 students, entire state of South Carolina.
Wow.
At the first, and Purdue University, Indiana, they have about 7,000 students, one university.
What does this do for
you? I think you meant 44th, didn't you, instead of 34th? We're 44th. We're way down. 34th, okay.
All right. Well, what do you hope this experience is going to do for both sides of the ocean here, but also at the school? What do you think it's going to do, Dan?
Well, in some small way, and maybe some large way, but certainly in some small way, it will bring better understanding amongst the cultures of Greenwood, South Carolina, and Busan, Korea, Daegu, Korea, Incheon, Korea, Shanghai, China, Beijing, China, and beyond. There's nothing to substitute for face-to-face, personal interaction, and working together. There's nothing. You cannot do it over the Internet.
Our students think you can, though, a lot of them think you can.
Yeah, and they're not young enough to know everything.
They're not young enough to know everything. Well, that's true. That's one of the battles that we face here working with international people. So we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, then we'll be back. We've got some interesting programs that will be coming up. You've got some other things you want to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to call 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Aunt Ella. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Ball and Dr. Jay Park. Here is your host, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, Aunt Ella.
All right. Well, there are some interesting, there's always interesting things happening over there at Lander. One of the things we do have to touch on, though, is the Jeff May Sports Complex. It is looking mighty special over there, Dan. What's the prognosis now?
We hope to be finished by this fall. I've been wrong every time I've been asked that question, I think this is probably pretty realistic. Things are moving along very rapidly this summer, and good weather will help us get this thing open. We fully intend to play soccer there this fall.
Okay. Any of the tennis courts are looking good. Will any of these things be open, or will it all open at once?
I think the complex will essentially be complete, and that the venues, softball, baseball, tennis, and soccer,
mm-hmm.
they'll all be essentially complete for student use this fall. And our walking track for the public mm-hmm. will be available for use this fall, as well as some of the other areas of the complex.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was there when the South Carolina Theater Organization was there, all the high school students, and I was a judge there, and I happened to be upstairs overlooking, and I saw all the tennis courts out back there. Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you what, kids were really out enjoying all this.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting inauguration of the new complex come September.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to being part of that. Now, what's coming up, though, speaking about September, you've got an interesting program that's going to start. What's going to happen, Dr. Park?
We are planning to have a Focus on Japan Week where we try to provide opportunities so the students and people can learn more about Japan. And we planned this one before tsunami, and so we are thinking having some speakers come over, talk about the future of Japan after tsunami. And we will have a tea ceremony and also the Iaido demonstration, martial arts demonstration, many different kinds of activities is going on. This will take place in September 19 through 25. And also Consul General of Japan in Atlanta is also said he will come.
Huh?
So Dr. Ball has been communicating with him.
Okay. You plan to do every year, is that right? Do a different focus country? Is that what we're talking about?
Paul said.
Well, this is our pilot program for fall semester.
Okay.
We would hope that we could do another focus on a nation week in the spring for some other nation and maybe do one or two a year.
Well, that would be terrific.
Yes.
That would be terrific. So I guess, Dr. Park, you're going to be here for a long time in Greenwood, huh?
Yes, I'm going to be here for a while.
For a while? So much for a six-month project. Huh?
I still have a house in Muncie. And
if anybody wants to buy it, it's for sale.
The president does not pay me enough to have two houses.
All right. Well, this is exciting. I know, Dan, you are excited to see this come together. One of the things we do need to mention is how fast this came together has been. You keep commenting, this is unbelievable that in this length of time that yes. you could put this together.
Right. It is true. I think without the president's dynamic leadership, I do not believe I could have made this happen in 2 months and 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because my previous experience, it took about 15 years to make same thing what happened here at the lender.
Well, this is a global world. You know, we were talking right. about that. Things just condense down and move so much faster. Speaking about the global world, what do you think? I'm going to ask you a political question. I want to know what you think with the dynamics between China and the United States, and particularly as it affects the debt situation that we're in here.
I just read the Wall Street Journal this morning. They indicate that even production of a science area, Japan will surpass the USA in year 2013, I think. But to my experience, I think Americans are very resilient and also pretty intelligent. They will come up with some solutions. They will still maintain number one in USA. However, that is why I think young people have to learn the global people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that is why the international education is more important than ever before.
Well, I think one of the things that, you know, when you tell me, Dan, that kids are going to school from 8 to 5 and then 7 to 9, we don't work that hard, do we?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Now, I don't know that necessarily time on task is the best thing to do.
Okay.
It's the quality of time that you spend. I'm the American culture is rather rapid. We like to do things and get it done. And we're very entrepreneurial. we have an entrepreneurial spirit in this country, and I think that we're probably more efficient in the use of our time, perhaps, than some of the other countries. So I'm not saying we need to go to school 10 to 12 hours a day, but we need to look at what we do in those 6 or 8 hours and maybe go year-round. I've been for 25 years a big advocate of year-round schools.
Okay. And what do you think in China, in Korea, is it the small business person or is it the big corporation, Dr. Park? What is the main employing?
I think it's more in the big business.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly in Korea, they are big business, big companies. Hyundai and Daewoo, and they own many small businesses as well. China is always under government control. So government is the one who make all those decisions.
Gosh, and we've got big government coming here. It's not going to have the same thing, do you think?
Well, we know system is different.
Yeah, well, the government got into owning a few things here.
Yeah.
In China, you cannot move without governmental permission. You can't change your residence without governmental permission.
It's scary, isn't it?
If you want to move to the Shanghai, you have to have permission.
Permission to move
right.
within the
Otherwise,
country.
Otherwise, yeah, you cannot come into Shanghai. But they have a lot of migrating workers, but they not have a residency there.
Hmm.
One of the things that, I don't know how much time we have,
sure.
but one of the things you asked me earlier was what impression did I take away from there? New York City is a small city compared to the cities we visited. I'm not sure New York, what, 10, 12 million, 9, 10, 11 million, 7. Shanghai's over 20. Beijing's over 20. Seoul's over
13.
You know, Busan is 10 or 12. So New York's not that big a place anymore compared to some of these other cities.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. 20 million people in a city.
How do they even move? No wonder they can't move. That's the reason.
They had a traffic jam over there that lasted all day and all night. It was over 100 miles long, traffic jam. They had to bring water and food to the people in the cars. The cars ran out of gas. With $8 a gallon over there, they don't keep full tanks like we do.
Well, I'm not sure we are now either, but anyway, now what about the pollution?
I saw and felt it, particularly on hazy days, cloudy days. It affected your eyes a little bit. It's bad in China. Mm-hmm. Not so much in Korea, but in China.
Okay. All right. Well, we just had somebody that says that they were listening. I was listening to BBC World Service Radio today, and there was an interesting interview with a professor in China. Since the Chinese educational system does not encourage any form of dissident thinking or questioning of the professor, there is very little innovation in China, which is why they copy everything.
I think that's almost true. But now, many of those American-educated person went back, and they are trying to make some changes. I know that the school system, they are owned by government, but now they are having some private schools. So they are now trying to teach the way, I think they try to teach to become more creative. But it is a long way to go. I think that BBC is right.
Okay. He also said there was a youth movement that was unsatisfied with this, but there was very little likelihood of change in the Chinese educational system, where basically it is set up to prepare students to take exams and become clones of adults.
That is almost true, not only in China, but also in Korea,
mm-hmm.
and in Japan, in that fact. Everybody has to go to college to be successful. So their main purpose of going to school is going to good college.
Mm-hmm.
So there is not much creativity. They have to be memorized, math and everything.
So the creative thing. So where are we at on creative thinking over there, or learning to think for ourselves?
And now I saw some of the education changes. I saw the writing on the wall. It says to become more creative,
mm-hmm.
and then at the same time you become high moral standard.
Right.
So they have all those things. But I saw creativity is in the written on the wall.
Creativity is written on the wall. Well, you know what? This has been absolutely fascinating to have both of you here. I'm so glad you were able to take some time out of your busy, busy schedule. Graduation is April 30th, and Congressman Jeff Duncan is the keynote speaker.
Yes, commencement speaker.
Speaker. So that's pretty exciting.
We're looking forward to what he has to say.
Well, I know when I was there at the meeting, he was very impressed to know how many students were at Lander that were in his district.
I can't remember the percentage. It was like 50% of all Lander students come from his district or some
crazy
high number, 40, 50%.
Yes. Yeah, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll have to have you back. I want to talk to you some more sometime when we get a chance. That would be great. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. So thanks so much, Dr. Dan Ball, Dr. Jay Park, for being with me today.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
All right. Bye-bye, Dandy.